locals often simply call it the Sioux. Ships know the place for the locks that help move them from one Great Lake to another. Ships and cargo passing here find their ways to all corners of the world. We're at the Sioux Locks for today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts, they keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Being profitable is critical to your survival. High production costs require you to evaluate efficiency of your fertilizer program. Only Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop. No matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when, Agriculture Liquid has the products to maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agroliquid.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in no place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
Kevin Sprague is one of the engineers who oversee the Sioux Locks in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
You know, last year we had almost 4,000 cargo-carrying vessels, and we had another 3,500 recreational boats, tour boats, and that kind of thing.
The largest of those locks is 1,200 feet long and handles the giant freighters carrying cargo to and from the Great Lakes.
Iron ore in the form of taconite pellets, that's our single largest commodity. After that, we have Western coal, which is coming from the Powder River Basin. That's being shipped to the power plants in the lower Great Lakes. We have a lot of wheat that goes through, that's headed overseas, and then limestone. Stone is a pretty big commodity here as well.
Many of the ships are local, so to speak, but you'll find some flags from around the globe.
The United States flagged vessels are pretty much staying right here in the Great Lakes. The Canadian vessels, a lot of those will go out in the ocean. And then there's vessels flagged from all over the world. And those are primarily carrying grain, and they're headed to ports worldwide.
For ships that come through the Sioux regularly, one of the buildings here between the locks serves as their post office.
The ships actually have their own post office boxes here. It's a self-serve post office. The postmaster's here once a day. And so one of their deckhands will run in, get the ship's mail. Depending on the trip they have, it could be 2 weeks. Although some are fairly fast turnaround, looking every 3 or 4 days for some of these ships.
One of the biggest challenges sailing here is not the locks, but what awaits ships a few miles downstream. That story next time as we travel the countryside at the Sioux Locks in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCray.